Hello, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I interview a rare talent, Kevin Van Lierop, artist, engager. Kevin Van Lierop. Kevin Van Lierop, your name rings out across the city of London like the flower you are, because your name literally means from the rose. And so, Kevin, I know you to be a community organizer, a community engager, somebody who's passionate about the city of London and making a difference here. Kevin, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an honor, Kevin. I can't tell you.
Wow.
I can't tell you.
An honor.
I'm frankly almost ready to pass out. The fact that you're willing to come on this podcast and have a chat with us, it's amazing,
Frank. Oh, anytime.
Now, Kevin, you do a lot around the city of London, Ontario. I know you work at Emerging Leaders London as a community energizer. You've worked on the Lola Fest. You've got the Mugshot Lounge. You've worked with PodCamp. I just want to talk about a few of these things and the obvious staggering talent that you have. You're really the little engine that could, aren't you, Kevin? You go out there and you just get things done. Let's talk about Emerging Leaders London first. Tell me about what you do there.
With Emerging Leaders, I am their community energizer, which is hard to describe sometimes. I don't even know what I do sometimes. But mainly, I put together the programs and services alongside a big volunteer base in hopes of retaining and attracting great talent to the city.
That's really interesting. Tell me, what's the latest thing you're working on at Emerging Leaders?
I'm working on two things right now. We need to have our AGM by the end of the summer. So I'm trying to figure out a way.
AGM means annual general meeting?
Correct, right. And it's a requirement by law that you have to have one, I guess, per year for organizations. So I'm trying to figure out how to plan that without having the general stiffy, boring association that people put alongside the word annual general meeting.
If you're involved, Kevin, I'm very excited. I'm very excited. If you're doing this, it's like going to a Grateful Dead concert. It'd be amazing.
Wow. Compared to the Grateful Dead, that's a compliment in itself.
Oh, no. It's the truth. It's the truth, Kevin.
Well, thank you.
And what's the second thing you're working on?
Well, alongside that, we're trying to develop a formal membership program so we can not speak for a certain group of people, but provide programs and services to those who truly want it. And so we can interact with them on a more formal basis.
What would these services, what would they look like? What would that be like? I come knocking on your door. I say, Kevin, please take me on. And what would happen?
Well, it's funny. When people ask me what Emerging Leaders is about, I basically say this. I say, what do you want to do with your life? And, some people will say, I want to become a doctor. Or other people say, I want to, contribute this to the community. Or I want to start this up. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a group or whatnot. And the way I look at Emerging Leaders is, okay, we'll give you the tools and the resources or connect you with the right people to make those things happen. So for some people, that might be developing better leadership skills through professional development. For others, it might be connecting an individual themselves with the right people in the community. And for others, it might be providing information about, a certain realm or stream in the community that they didn't know existed before.
Sign me up, Kevin. Sign me up. That's the thing. That sounds amazing. Now, I know also you're the owner and the unbelievably talented photographer at the Mugshot Lounge. Tell me about that, Kevin.
Mugshot Lounge. It's not your grandma's photo booth. It's a photo booth I take to events, but there's no rules. You can do whatever you want in front of the camera. I'm not going to be there standing there telling you to smile or get closer with everybody and make it look like you really want to be there with them. it's sort of an opportunity for people just to let loose and have a good time without any of the pressure of being in front of a camera.
It's sort of like cinema verite, but with a camera and a good time.
Yeah.
Not so heavy.
Yeah.
Much more fun.
Yes, yes. It's all about the fun, so.
Excellent. Now, I know you're heavily involved, one of the co-organizers of PodCamp London. And PodCamp London is coming up this weekend, this Saturday. And what are you most looking forward to at PodCamp London, Kevin Van Lierop?
I most look forward to the conversations in between of the sessions. Over the past couple of years, I generally don't spend much time in the sessions, although they're quite valuable. I spend most of my time out in the hallways talking to people I'd never met before about, you know, what they do, or people I have met, and we, you know, we'll talk about some great idea that someone has. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is the conversations and the people that will be there and the value that can come from that.
Now, I've seen you tweeting quite a bit about Battle Decks. Tell me about Battle Decks.
Battle Decks, I believe, was started I'm going to screw this up. South by Southwest.
It's impossible, Kevin. You can't screw it up. So you're just too talented. So it started.
Yeah, there you go.
It was started at South by Southwest, yes.
Which is, new media and music festival, I guess. I'm not really sure what it's about. I'm not that geeky. But it's basically an opportunity for people to give a presentation without having prepared for it, without knowing, you know, what slides are involved. It's basically, in my opinion, creative storytelling. So people can volunteer to present, and they get up in front of, you know, who's ever in the room, and they're given a series of slides that auto-advance from one to another, but they've never seen what's on the slides before. So, you know, one slide might have a picture of a raccoon, and the next one might have, I don't know, a clip from a TV show, and the next one might have a picture of the royal wedding, and somehow the people that are participating stitch together, hopefully, a cohesive presentation out of it. And at the very least, it's just a riot to watch and to participate in.
That sounds like more fun than hanging out with the Rolling Stones. I want to do that. I want to be there and see that, Kevin. That sounds like a lot of fun. Now,
yeah, you know, we did it last time, and I don't think I've laughed so much in a half an hour period. It was actually really good.
It's kind of madcap, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I know that you're the founder and leader also of London's Photo Walk, and you are an extraordinary photographer. I don't think I've ever seen such talent, such poise, such grace through the lens of a camera as I've seen of your work, Kevin Van Lierop. Tell me about the Photo Walk.
The Photo Walk, I don't really do much. I don't do anything for it anymore. I haven't been out for a while, but when it started, it was a completely selfish endeavor on my part. I had bought a new camera and I wanted to learn how to use it. And I said, oh, I'm not paying someone to teach me. So why not to get together with, you know, people that know what they're doing and just hang out with them for a couple hours and learn what I can by osmosis. And it turned into something great because I got to explore the city and meet all these great people, whether they're photographers or not.
So you've left a legacy to the city of London. You're amazing, Kevin. You're just
well,
amazing.
Thank you.
A legacy. You've left a legacy to the city of London. Now, something that I was very intrigued by, it just caught my attention, was Parking Day London. Parking Day London. This was, how would you describe it? Sort of a social experiment, but with a conscience. Tell me about Parking Day London.
Parking Day in London came out of me having way too much time last year because I was unemployed, and I needed something to keep me occupied and sane. So I was intrigued by this idea of Parking Day that came out of San Francisco starting in 2005, where an art activist group made a park in an on-street parking space as a social experiment, and just they saw what happened over the period of a couple hours and how people interacted with it. And I thought, you know, in London we could really use something like that, because if you walk down Dundas Street between Wellington and Richmond, there's probably at most 4, 5 park benches. There's nowhere to sit. Like pieces of concrete that you'd want to sit on. They put up mechanisms to prevent people from skateboarding, and thereby you can't sit on them. And I thought, you know, what if we could use the space downtown in a better way? What would we do with it? What would I do with it? What would, you know, Joe Blow down the street want to do with it? So, you know, it was an opportunity to show if we had the chance to transform the downtown, what would we do with it?
Kevin, I know you care very deeply about London and its future, and because that's the kind of man you are. You're a caring, devoted man to the city of London. And, you know, if I could give you all the power in the world, and I would if I could vote for you, I would ask you, what would you do with that power in London? What would you like to see happen in London? What were the changes you'd like to have happen? Talk to us a little about that.
Oh, what changes would I like to have happen? Oh, wow. That's a big question. I don't know. Tangible changes? I'd like to see the transit system improve, but I know I'm not alone there. But I think I'd like to see the city take more chances and do things that, you know, they might be contemplating, but, you know, there's too much risk involved. And just throw that out the window and say, you know, let's do this and see what can happen from it.
And do you have an example of just one thing that you'd like to see where you'd go with that, where you'd say, let's take a chance. Let's live on the wild side. Let's throw those dice. Let's see if we can roll those snake eyes. What would be one thing that you might try as a little experiment?
Well, you know, the first time I heard someone mention this, I sort of laughed at it. But going on the thing, you know, let's take some risks and see what can happen, I'd like to see a glass dome put over Dundas Street downtown and see what could come out of it. You know, you could have this street downtown where it never snows. You know, we can save on snow removal that way. What if we covered the whole city with a dome? That might offer some pleasant possibilities.
I would live in your dome city, Kevin Van Lierop. I would live in your dome city. Now, I've got a couple of questions to give us a little more insight into the kind of man you are, so we get to know the genius that is Kevin Van Lierop. Kevin, if you had the choice of any superpower that you could imagine, and we all know you have a vast imagination, tell us, what would that superpower be, and why?
I heard this question when you interviewed Titus. I'm like, he won't ask me the same thing. I don't have to think about that.
Titus, you know, frankly, he kind of frightens me, Titus. He actually had me locked in a dark closet and forced me to do that interview. He's a fine man, but sometimes he's a little threatening, is Titus. Well, it goes with the name. But yeah. I'm wondering, you, from your point of view, what would that superpower be? It could be anything.
I don't have a clue. You know, I'm not that creative. I can't think of stuff on the spot like that.
Oh, none of us can believe that, Kevin Van Lierop. What about the ability to teleport? What about the ability to, I don't know.
I've teleported before. So
oh, you have?
That's not a superpower. No, if you come to PodCamp London, there's actually a teleportation device in that building. I've seen it.
I'm speechless, Kevin. You've invented the teleporter.
Okay, I've invented the teleporter.
It's just, again, I should have thought of this. I should have gone. I'm so stupid. I'm so thick that I didn't realize your genius had already created the power that you most wanted, the teleporter. So teleporting would be good for you.
Yeah, that would be great.
It'd be great for me. If you could hook me up, Kevin, if you could hook me up with the teleporter, I would be thrilled. I would be, well, frankly, I'd hang your picture on the garage out front of my place so people would know the hero that you are, Kevin Van Lierop, inventor of the teleporter.
That's right. I invented the teleporter, and, oh, I would time travel.
Oh, time travel.
Oh, that would be a great one.
Where would you go to? Where would you go to, Kevin?
Where would I go to? Oh, I would go back to the day when I deposited $800 in some random person's bank account because I trusted his word. He was going to mail me a laptop. And then I realized that was the stupidest thing I'd ever done. And I was out $800.
You were ripped off $800. You saw you were going to buy this laptop, and this rapscallion, this scoundrel, this unbelievable creature stole $800 from you, Kevin Van Lierop. People of the internet, we need to find this man and chastise him. Shake your finger at him. So I'd be with you there. I'd be beside you. I'd be in front of you, Kevin, demanding restitution from this fellow.
Good. I'm glad someone would be.
I would be there for you. Now we're going to do something that's a little wacky. It's a little fun. But I know you can deal with it because you're an amazing human being, Kevin. I've just sent you an email. Have a look. Take a quick peek.
What is this?
So this is the scene from A Few Good Men. And this is you're going to play the role of, but much better than him, Jack Nicholas as Jessup. You're going to read his lines. You're going to do that, and I'm going to do Tom Cruise's. But you're going to do it much better than Jack. We're going to give it a whirl. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, sure. I was just thinking of the wrong movie for a minute. Okay, there we go.
A Few Good Men. So yes. I'm going to start us off. We're all waiting with hushed anticipation for the world premiere of Kevin Van Lierop realizing the role of Jessup from A Few Good Men. Here we go. I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines? You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. My existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth, because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of the life spent demanding something. You use them as a punchline, a fucking punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under a blanket, the very freedom that I provide, and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I'd rather you just say thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up your weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job that...
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did.
Amazing. Amazing, Kevin Van Lierop. That was... I'm breathless, frankly. I'm moved. I've never before experienced such dramatic talent combined with your photographic brilliance and your development of community and your commitment to London, Ontario. Kevin Van Lierop, you're an amazing man, and it's been an honor to talk with you today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure, my honor. Now, Kevin, if people want to follow you on Twitter, where do they do that?
At KVL.
At KVL. Do it, people. Follow him. It'll change your life.
Kevin. I don't know about that.
Of course it will, Kevin. Don't doubt. I want to thank you for being on the podcast tonight and being such an amazing, amazing talent in London, Ontario. Thank you, Kevin Van Lierop.
Thanks.
I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. And to Kevin Van Lierop, a hero of mine, thank you, good night, and Godspeed.